You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Shauna Wright of Middleburg, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. I'm Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are a movie talk show here on WGXC. We're here every second and fourth Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m. We usually pick a theme and then watch movies around that theme and then get on the airwaves to talk about it. And tonight we have a very, very extra special show for you. But before we get into more of that, we're going to tell you about what's playing in the theaters near us. And I'm going to start by telling you about what's playing at the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. We have Freakier Friday, The Naked Gun, and The Bad Guys 2. You can find out more by going to WyndhamTheater.com. That's WyndhamTheater.com.
Staying on that side of the river, I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, which is a four-screen drive-in movie theater. You're going to hear more about that later. But this weekend, we have on screen one, Jaws and Hot Spring Shark Attack. Thrilling. On screen two, we have Freakier Friday and Fantastic Four. On screen three, we have Weapons and Together. And on screen four, we have Caught Stealing and The Naked Gun. And if you want to find out more information about those showtimes, you can find out more at highwaydriveinny.com. That's H-I-W-A-Y, driveinny.com.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Spotlight Theater in Hudson. That is the 8-screen theater on Fairview Avenue. We have, and forgive me, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Niza 2, Relay, Nobody 2, Freakier Friday, Weapons, Bad Guys 2, The Naked Gun, Fantastic Four First Steps, Superman, How to Train Your Dragon, Ponyo 15th Anniversary.
Oh, I can't.
15 years. The Roses, Caught Stealing, Toxic Avenger, Lilo and Stitch, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie, Jaws. And that's it for now, but you can find out more by going to spotlighttheater.com and selecting the Hudson location from the drop-down menu.
That's a lot.
I know. They always have so much.
All right. Now I'm going to tell you about what's playing at TSL, also in Hudson, otherwise known as Time and Space Limited. This week, we have Boys Go to Jupiter, Sorry Baby, Eddington, Shoshana, and Dicianove. Dicianove, maybe? I don't know.
Sounds right to me.
To find out more information about what that is. They also, it looks like in October, the Met Opera is going to start happening. So to find out more information about any of these movies or their showtimes, you can find out more at timeandspace.org.
All right. Not last but not least for me is what's playing at Story Screen, which is also on Fairview Avenue in Hudson, but it's the 3-screen theater. We have Presently Playing, Together, Weapons, The Naked Gun, Went Up the Hill, The Bad Guys 2, as well as a bunch of repertory screenings, including on Saturday, August 30th, Escape from New York, on Monday, September 8th, a mystery movie, and September 11th, we have Nothing But Trouble. And then I think they have a whole bunch of exciting programming coming up for October called Story Scream Horror Show. Ooh. Find out more by going to storyscreenpresents.com.
All right, and now last for me, I'm going to tell you about what's playing at Upstate Films, starting with the Star Cinema, which is the location in Rhinebeck. This is what we have. Cat Video Fest 2025. That's what tripped me up. We also have Highest to Lowest, The Last Class, High and Low, Do the Right Thing, The Roses, The Encampments, Buffalo 66, and Splitsville. And then moving over to Saugerties, at the Orpheum Theater, we have Sorry Baby, Folktales, Neja 2, Mutiny in Heaven, The Birthday Party, Monk in Pieces, Jaws, The Invisible Man, Hot Spring Shark Attack, Caught Stealing, and The Encampments. And if you're interested in any of these movies or their showtimes, you can find out more at upstatefilms.org.
Amazing.
Wow. Movies.
There's so many of them. And here with us to talk about them is Greg. Say what's up.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. All right. So, Greg, I'm so sorry. I actually don't know your last name.
It's Mills.
Greg Mills. Greg Mills is one of the owners of the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, a very, very favorite of ours. And he is also working on reopening the community theater in Catskill. And we're so, so excited. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here with you guys.
A thrill.
Oh, it really is. Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, we have so many questions. Hard to figure out what I want to ask first. But maybe, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the community theater and tell us when you're opening, what you're opening with, what your vision is for it, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we are opening the community theater. We're having a ribbon cutting on September 5th, which is First Friday in Catskill. So we're going to be opening up the theater at 4 o'clock. We're going to be doing, you know, a bunch of thank yous and a bunch of a couple of speeches. You know, there might be like a gigantic pair of scissors.
Oh, yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad.
I've never seen those in real life.
Neither have I. So it's going to be crazy for me to try to acquire some. So we're going to be doing that. And then we'll just kind of have the theater open for people to just like, you know, come and peruse, look around, see all the updates that we made over the past 8 months. And then we're going to be having, on September 10th, which is a Wednesday, we're going to be having, it's like a fundraising launch party event.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be showing Singing in the Rain, and we're going to have some music and drinks and food and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, there's more, to that. That you can like look at on our website at communitytheaterny.com.
Yes.
But yeah, that's going to be on September 10th, which is just like, hey, we're opening back
here
up.
Here we are. Yeah. Coming up.
And then we'll be open for good on September 12th.
Okay. Amazing. Wow.
We're going to be, I don't even know. This is like the first time we've announced this.
Yes. Oh, okay. My God. The exclusive.
On our show?
Yeah. So I don't know if this is going to make y'all feel old or me feel old, but you know, it is what it is, guys.
Okay.
We're going to be showing the 30th anniversary of a little movie called Toy Story.
Oh, 30. No.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Does it feel 30 years ago? I don't know if it feels 30 years ago to me. It does. It, kind of.
It
does.
Like, in some ways, I'm like, yes, I was very young. I was very young when I
came out. I was 33. Yeah. So
you were very young.
I was very young, but I still remember it very well.
Yeah, same. Yeah. It's like,
I'm, particularly the scary toys.
Yeah, I was, I'm 39, so this was like... Yeah. Perfect. This is like Lawrence of Arabia to me when it came out. Yeah. It was like, how do movies look like this, now? This is insane. And it's Tom Hanks and it's, you know, Tim, you know, I was like, this is like amazing. So being able to show that again and showcase that would be great.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Amazing. And then, so that will be downstairs and in Theater One. Upstairs, so in 1976, that's when the theater, which is an old vaudeville theater, so it has, you know, 750 seats, and a balcony. So there, you know, there's like 500 on the first floor, and then on the second floor was, you know, another 250. And because movies were so popular for the theater, they decided to subdivide it in the 70s to show more movies. Mm-hmm. And so they did that. And in 1976, they opened up the second theater upstairs. And they showed, for the first time, Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So that is what we will be showing.
Amazing.
In the second floor. Oh, my God,
that rocks.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
How did you find out about that?
A little place called the Catskill Library.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Records. Records, baby.
Thank you to the library, baby.
Yes.
And you guys just want to talk about just like libraries for like the next 5 minutes?
Yeah.
How
like,
important they are.
1,000,000%. Yeah. 1,000,000%.
We can talk about Canopy if we want, but like really it's library.
Oh, my God. Canopy. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know about Canopy.
Of course I know about Canopy. What an amazing streaming service.
Obviously, you know about
Canopy. I love Canopy. Well, I know about Canopy. Like, it's funny because I found out about Canopy, like, not that long ago. Yeah. And couldn't wait to tell my wife, who I own the drive-in with.
Yeah.
And I was like, so there's, like, new streaming service called Canopy. And she was like, you're an idiot. Yeah. I've been knowing
about
Canopy.
I've been using Canopy for years.
And it's free for all of... Everybody, it's free for if you have a library card.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Canopy with a K, and it is an amazing streaming service that you can, like Greg said, access for free through your library and your library card.
Just a wonderful service.
Another incredible resource from the public library.
I know. Folks, so before you go buy something, just remember you have a public library and go, please.
We're so lucky.
100%.
That is so cool.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Dog Day Afternoon is happening when?
So Dog Day Afternoon and Toy Story will be premiering on September 12th.
So amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. I'm going to be there. I'm so excited.
And we have a lot of other fun programming planned for the following weeks.
Incredible.
We got some fun stuff, guys.
Can I ask you what you're most excited about coming up in terms of programming or just movies coming out in general?
Avatar. No.
Look, a perfectly valid answer.
I'm excited for it, sure.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I do love Paul Thomas Anderson. So anytime he has a film coming out, I'm very excited about it. It's not like every single one of his films I'm like, oh, my God, that's like an incredible movie. But... I am always excited about the potential for something great
from him.
So, the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie is coming out on September 26th.
Yes.
With a little star called Leo DiCaprio.
Oh. You might have heard of him.
It looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one
I'm
also.
I'm excited about
What's the name of it again?
One Battle After Another. That's I had to look it up literally earlier today when I was thinking about...
I know, because I'm like, it's a long one.
When I was thinking about this question, like, because I formulated earlier in my mind, what are you looking forward to? And I was like, what am I looking forward to? And the answer is that movie. And I had to look it up because I was like, what is the title?
I know. It's also a Pynchon novel?
Yes, it is also a Pynchon.
This
guy's on a Pynchon
vibe. I did love Inherent Vice and I as the novel and the adaptation from Paul Thomas Anderson.
I'm extremely poorly read because I mostly watch movies instead of reading anything.
Nothing
so I'd never read Inherent Vice, but I also remember loving Inherent Vice the movie because at first it was challenging for the viewer and then you let yourself go.
It's postmodern baby.
Yeah, you just lean right in. That's exciting. What was I going to ask about your programming as well? Oh, is it all going to be repertory screenings or are you going to do new movies as well?
No, so it'll be mostly new films.
Okay.
Um, we were just excited about the Toy Story
yeah.
thing. It's being released. Oh, that is
really no,
it's
right.
It, it felt very fortuitous in a way where I was like, you know, this is a great one.
That's
you know,
amazing.
We want to bring families, you know, in as well.
That's
and,
this town has been missing that because the community theater has been closed for so long. It's like, it's very exciting. When we read the movie showtimes, I always think about how few theaters there actually are on this side of the river. Like we have the
drive-ins, year-round theaters,
which is, which are obviously great. We are obsessed with the drive-in.
Thank you.
The best.
Hugely.
When I met you, it was like meeting a celebrity. I was like, oh my God. Play, like, play it cool,
Jenny. Was like, guess who I met?
I literally like, came to work the next day and was like, you don't understand. I met the guy who owns the drive-in.
You're
now.
Like,
huge.
A local upstate business owner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
We never thought we would meet.
Believe it.
I know.
I'm always there. I'm just there.
I am. So is Sydney. And I'm like, I recognized her, but I'm like, she doesn't know me, but like, I
like,
know
I know her.
Like,
Well, it was, it's a pleasure meeting anyone in the community. it's great meeting you as well. I love meeting people who love coming to the drive-in because it is such a special place.
It's amazing.
It's a special way to view movies.
It's the best. Especially like the highway drive-in in particular. Like it is so, it's so close to our hearts.
It's a real like song of the summer for us too. Like when it opens and then also much like right now when it starts to get toward the end of its season, it's, it also has an excitement too. The cooler weather comes in, it's somewhat more predictable weather. Like it's not like the beginning of the summer where there's lots of rain that you guys have to deal with. We're big fans of Dead Till
Dawn. Like Dead Till Dawn comes back.
Yeah, Dead Till Dawn comes back, which I had been to for like 7 years straight. In the last 2 years, I wasn't able to go. And so I'm really excited.
You'll always have a chance to come back because we will never stop doing it because it's the best. Well, it's just one of those things where, you know, when we bought it three seasons ago, 2.5 years ago, it always like trips me up.
Yeah,
I'm like,
totally.
Oh, it's like we're almost like at the end of our third season, but we've only owned it for 2 years. Weird math. I don't know. But the when it becomes fall, it really feels like this is when the time when you should be going. Like, I love the summer. I do love
totally.
That. But, you know, the sun sets so late and the movies start really late. Yeah. Like, you're starting movies like
it's
nine,
a little harder.
9:15.
Yeah. Especially, then, like, the new releases that are 3 hours long. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
And, it's, you know, and it's great. It feels nice outside. Yeah. It feels very summery. But then the fall is where it's at, I think. Because
it
the
really
best.
Is.
It's truly
you know,
the best.
You get to start showing the spooky movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the air is a little bit more crisp.
There's no
mosquitoes.
You
get to bundle up.
Yeah.
You get to bundle up.
It's so nice. Like bringing my little sleeping bag to the drive-in.
Yes.
I know. I used to have, Jenny and I actually both used to have the same car. It was a early aughts. Subaru Foresters that were the same color
in champagne in the color champagne.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They were
wow.
beautiful.
Can
just,
I get one of those?
You can't. I tried really hard to buy another one.
Perfect.
I tried so hard.
The perfect car, but the hatchback and like creating a little nest in the back, backing into the space.
The best.
It was the best.
Anytime I see, because I see so many cars,
in
my line of work.
Yeah, I bet.
exactly.
But I swear, if I ever see a champagne-colored early aughts, Subaru Forester, I'm going to snap many photos of it. And
I have the like some of the last pictures I took of my car were at the drive-in because it was like our last hurrah before I sent her on her way.
Have you ever thought about doing a Fast and the Furious mega screening and a car show in one?
I not until now.
We've been talking about this for years.
I'm always just feed me the ideas, guys. You know,
three nights. There's 10 Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah,
like, great
there are quite a bit.
There are literally 10.
I mean, always open to anything.
Yeah,
would love to have any kind of car show at the drive-in.
People around here, they love their car shows.
They do.
I mean, what do you think would be the best night for it? Like if I was showing double features, and there are 10, so it'd be like
it'd
be like one and two, Or would it be like a Tokyo Drift into four? Oh. Or would it be like a...
This is a question for Jenny.
Maybe a five, six would be good because we love... Five is amazing. One.
Yeah, like I'm personally a Tokyo Drift fan. I'm a Tokyo Drift head. I love my face. Thank you for asking. Oh my God. This is my dream.
I haven't seen all Thank of you. Them. It's so embarrassing.
1, 3, 5. That's kind of my...
Wow.
I know. Shocking. Weird. But it's fine. I think it's good.
I love it.
What is this guy?
I'm going to steal it.
Sandwich crazy. So good. Yeah. Next
time I have a conversation apart from you, I'm going to be like 1, 3, 5.
1, 3, 5.
One, three, five.
It's the easy. Way. I mean, Hands I will down. Also say like 6, 7, also really good. Great. Yeah. Two, fun. Not as good, but very fun, totally. In my opinion. 4, bad. That's kind of where I live. That's the world that I live in.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you about, I think a lot of them are bad, but yeah, fair. I really love 5 and 6.
Yes, they're both really good.
They're good.
Yeah.
I feel like they hit five like a nice
little stride. 5 is like actually good. One is good. Yeah.
Really good.
Really good.
What is really good?
It's like a really good LA movie. Yeah. It's really fun. It's like kind of like well acted.
It's like, yeah. It's Point Break, but with cars.
Yeah.
Same movie.
God, yeah.
If you ask me, same
movie. They still have that tension.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like we're operating on the opposite sides.
They really, yeah. And like, you know, Vin Diesel was looking great.
Yeah.
Paul Walker, RIP, also was looking
great. Good. I know. Amazing. It's like genuinely just like a fun movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then like 3, I just love.
You liked going to Tokyo.
I love going to Tokyo.
Who doesn't like going to Tokyo? Exactly. It's like the Lost in Translation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you get Han for the first time, who's like an amazing character. He's also really hot. And then there's like the beautiful scene where everyone's drifting down the mountain at night. And you guys need to watch Tokyo Drift. Honestly, both of you were giving me...
No. I was getting flashbacks and I was like, maybe she's right.
It's genuinely beautiful. Like, the last time I watched it, like, I was definitely feeling some kind of way, but I was like, am I going to cry during the scene where they drift down the mountain? It's beautiful.
She's about to change her rankings. Yeah. It'd be like 3, 1, 5.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't understand. When was the last time you watched Tokyo Drift?
I've never seen, what is his other movie, Better Luck Tomorrow?
Yeah, which is also really good. It's a Tokyo Drift sequel, essentially. Yeah. It's really fun.
What's the director's name of Tokyo Drift? I can't remember his name.
Oh, no. Oops. Justin Lin.
Justin Lin.
Yeah, Justin Lin.
Yeah, years ago for Jenny's birthday idea in October, I was like, oh, man. Yeah, car show, combined car show and
Fast and the Furious
screening.
You know what?
Huge.
I'm just going to put this on wax.
Yeah.
We're going to make that happen.
Oh, my God. We brought you onto the show to say.
This is all a manipulation.
I know. I'm going to call for my wife.
Did you promise to do something?
Really, Greg, come on the show. We're going to talk about all your new business ventures. Also, we're going to strong arm you into doing what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was a plan.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
My deepest apologies.
Sorry to bring us back. I really want to quickly ask about what did you have to do to the community theater to get it ready to run? Was there a lot of restoration that had to happen? And same thing with the drive-in.
Yeah,
totally. So I'll start with the community theater. It was, so the owner of the building who bought it in 2022, I believe, Ben Fain, he bought it and, fixed the roof and like certain things that like needed to happen. It wasn't like fully like run down, but like needed some, it was built in like 1920.
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't like a lot of.
Needed some work.
It's such a beautiful theater.
It's a beautiful theater. It's an old vaudeville theater. Just like gorgeous.
Yeah.
A lot of like original, you know, plaster and just like moldings and things like that. But he got a grant from the state of NY, a Restore NY grant to, you know, update it and, you know, kind of like bring it back online because it was closed since COVID. So we updated the bathrooms, new concession stand,
amazing. Ooh. Love.
There's a lounge now. We got in there. We didn't really change anything in the theaters. We wrapped a lot of the we updated certain seats that were not suitable.
Little squeaky.
Needed a little attention.
Yeah, and then we repainted everything. We had to get in there. There was like a very crazy lift that I needed to get in there that could only fit through like a tiny door, could like spider leg out and like go up 80 feet.
Scary.
It was, super fun.
Yeah.
But
we just do for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will just say that it looks beautiful.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
I know. The last movie I saw there was Alien Covenant. Oh. Yep.
You know, you're not the first person I've heard that from.
It was tough. I mean, it must have been like
it was
right.
2017, 2018.
2018, I believe it came out. Yeah. But cool.
Yeah.
I think that movie is cool. Is it cool? I don't know if it's cool.
We're divided.
It's a Ridley Scott film.
Heartbreaking to say. We're divided I'm once again going to be such a...
No. This is what we love about this show.
I love Alien Covenant.
Oh, yeah?
Jenny loves Alien Covenant because of, you know, the flute scene.
It's not only the flute scene. But that's part of it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I know so many people who are like love Alien Covenant.
I think it rocks.
And I did also see it in the theater, and it didn't hit for me. I don't know why.
It's really fair.
I was like expecting so much or something, but I also
it's weird. It's really weird.
It is weird. It's a weird one.
Yeah,
I actually saw it twice, and the other time I saw it was at the highway.
I saw it at the drive-in. We saw it together at drive-in.
But you don't like it as much.
I don't. It was one of those movies. Jenny and I were just talking about this because I went with my partner at the time, and during the first third of the movie, I leaned over and I was like, "This is pretty good." Like, this movie's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
And then it went south for me. And now I can't quite... I think that I don't really like what it does for the overall lore of the Xenomorph. I think
absolutely
that's what upsets me is, like, it's all created by David, bruised android. Or no, what is he? He's an android.
Yeah, he's an android.
I think that's what I didn't like. And also that lead actress.
I know.
But she doesn't have a lot of charisma. But
yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But I also was like, I haven't really enjoyed, and I love Alien franchise.
Of course.
We're all hoping for something.
I loved Aliens.
Of course.
Like Alien 3.
Of course. They're good.
And I don't connect with Prometheus. I have a friend named Doobie. He loved it. Like, we went and saw it in the theater, and he was like, "That was like the greatest movie I've ever seen."
Oh, wow. Strong Prometheus reaction. Because
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
And I was just like, really? I actually wanted more. I wanted it to be like 3 hours long.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because it was like this origin story where I was like, and then all of a sudden it was like, I don't, spoiler alert.
Cool.
The Xenomorph like comes out and it's like over. And I was like, wait, what?
Totally.
I feel like it all was rushed in the
end. It happens very fast. Yeah.
And, but I would like respect it. I think it looks amazing. Like, you know.
It looks good. I think I have a hard time with when this property that we already know and love, when they give it an origin story that I don't think it needs.
I agree. I also struggle with that, for sure.
And that bums me out. But I, like, as time has gone on and we've gotten worse Alien franchise additions.
For sure.
I have maybe slightly softened also because of my love and friendship with Jenny and their love for that movie. I've somewhat softened on it, but it's still,
I do. I mean, the thing is that like those, everything after Alien and Aliens is so weird. We talked about this recently.
We did.
We talked about Alien Romulus in an episode like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But I just, for me, I find it compelling when the swings are big.
Yes.
Like, that's what I want. I want them to be really weird.
Because you can't be Alien and you can't be Aliens.
It's never going to happen. And that's okay. Yeah. And I do, like, Prometheus, I also was, leaving the theater, I was kind of like, what was that? Like, I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then upon rewatching, I'm kind of like, this is pretty fun. It's fun and I like it. And, like, Alien Covenant, I love because it's so weird. And the second half becomes such a like bizarre, like gothic drama with like David misquoting Shelley. Like, I love that stuff. Like, it's so delicious and bizarre to me.
And the hopelessness, like there is no God behind both of those movies dark. Is kind of, like that is kind of, it's in Prometheus, them being like, we're going to meet our creators.
Right. But they obviously they're like absolutely incomparable to Alien and Aliens. Two perfect movies.
I
know.
My problem is that I kind of like Alien Resurrection, so
I love that you're such a freak.
So
that's my problem.
The Jean-Pierre Jeunet film,
yeah,
that movie rocks.
Yeah. Oh God, this,
I'm a fan.
It's so
Sigourney,
this is so
fun. Playing basketball.
Yeah. I know. You know that she insisted on getting that shot herself, so they shot that like
until she did the. Until she hooped.
Oh my God.
I love when they swim. It's really fun when the aliens
swim. Yeah, no, I think it's an exciting film. Cool. And it's obviously like technically like shot very well.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And cool and freaky because, you know, Jean-Pierre is like,
it's like a cool weird freak.
He's a weird freak.
Yeah,
he's a super weird freak.
This is what I'm saying. Like, no. I think the most interesting alien movies are the ones that beyond swing the first big. Two, the ones that swing big and like do really weird stuff.
It's true, and Alien Covenant does fall. Like, it feels very much weird. Like an alien resurrection.
We're like, who is this for?
It's
like,
it's for Jenny.
It's for me. The little gay freaks in the audience.
I know, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, but yeah, so that was my last time at the community theater before it shut down, and now it is so nice that it's reopening. Like Jenny said earlier, that you're playing Toy Story on the September 12th, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, like having a theater back in play that will also, like, we'll be playing movies for the whole family and everything like that. And
like
new
movies and repertory screenings is so exciting. Like, we do just, like, other than the drive-ins, the only other movie theater we have on the side of the river is the Wyndham Theater.
Yeah,
that's it.
And then you can go further, of course.
To Saugerties. But
so it's really nice to have you
back.
It's
so exciting.
Yeah.
We're so excited to just bring it back for the community.
Yes.
Like, we see and feel, and, like, I get approached all the time about, you know, how excited the entire community is about it being open. So, like, I've been like, I'm not like anxious about it being open. I'm anxious to like get it open.
Yeah.
I want people to be in there enjoying and seeing movies. Again, that's like my favorite thing. Like, I love seeing movies in a theater.
It's the best. It does. It's so important.
It does seem, you know, of course, understandably, during COVID lockdown, when movies were going straight to streaming, there was such a immense fear that theaters were going to very quickly be wiped out when already many theaters were closing across the country. But it was looking like it was maybe the true last nail, but now maybe I'm reading into nothing at all, but it does seem like there's perhaps more excitement about going to the theaters. I talked to more people than in recent years who are going to the movies. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to have one opening back up instead of saying closed. Is there do you have any future imaginings of programming that you're really excited about? Like, would you, some kind of series you'd want to do or anything like that, that you can give us a little taste of?
For sure. I love talking about programming, and I have many spreadsheets.
Yes. Yes.
And it's an interesting time to be in for myself, being like a child of like the 90s.
Yeah, totally.
Or like that's when I like started loving films.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I was born in 86, so I started really like loving movies when I was like 9 or 10 years old. So like mid-90s. And a lot of those movies are all like turning 30. So like every year it's like going to be like these movies that are, you know, like Toy Story is like 95, but there's so many other movies that came out in 95 that I like absolutely adore.
Oh my God.
And then it'll be like that 96, 97, 98, you know.
Until the best year for movies ever, 1999.
Exactly. And then like, you know, every single theater is just going to be like, well, I'm showing, you know, Fight Club and
like, I'm showing
The Matrix.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
But there's so many movies leading up to that that are just so fantastic. So there's that, and which will, I think people are coming back to the movies for a lot of repertory screenings like that. So. Yeah. There was one A friend of mine sent me a tweet. Are they still called tweets? I don't even know. Are they called X's?
I think people are holding fast and saying tweets.
Yeah. I think it was a tweet.
What else would you call
it? I'm going to call it a tweet because I just feel like
what
that's
what would
right.
they be called?
I don't
otherwise?
Know. It's none of my business.
I know. So somebody sent me an X. No.
Jesus.
No, somebody sent me a tweet. Yeah. And it was, so in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 1990s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
OG.
Of course.
Raphael mm-hmm. is walking around New York City and he goes in to see Critters, which is in the theater.
Yes. Yep.
And he says a double feature of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that starts. Yes. And then when Raphael goes into the theater to see Critters,
you play all of Critters.
You cut to previews of, and then go into Critters and watch all of Critters.
And then you
and
go
then
back.
You come back right when Raphael leaves the theater and then resume.
That's such a good idea.
That's such a good
idea.
And I
had chills.
I will be attending the screening.
Did you and Sydney own the drive-in when you guys did The Shining and Twister?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
I remember. It was amazing.
So good. Yeah, we did go to see that.
For those of you who are listening who don't know the reference in the movie Twister, there is a scene where a drive-in gets torn up by a tornado and the movie that's playing at the drive-in is The Shining.
If you know, you know. It's a yeah. great double feature.
It was incredible. Really it was such feature. A fun double feature.
I actually had regulars be so excited about that double feature that they made a shirt.
Oh my God.
Of like our Instagram ad.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so cool.
And really they'll good. Come back every now and again.
Got to
like,
get one of those shirts.
Oh my God. Wow. There's so many more to come.
Yeah. What a good treat.
I know. What a like wealth of ideas too. Like movies in which movies are playing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But
incredible.
I could speak forever about programming and stuff that's coming up, but there's, 30th anniversary, 20th anniversary. Yeah. There's so many different kinds of film series that we want to do. We're opening up with Dog Day Afternoon, but then we're going to be doing like a Spirit of 76.
Oh, fun.
Oh, cool.
Series of movies.
That's awesome.
So Dog Day Afternoon, 76 also had like Rocky and Marathon Man.
Oh
and,
my God.
Like,
I love Marathon Man.
You know, Killing of a Chinese Bookie, like all these like amazing Cassavetes films. Like there's so much stuff. So we'll be showing that a lot too.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. That's so cool. I know you said the website earlier, but just for anybody who's tuning in just now, mm-hmm. can you tell people where they might be able to find more info about this upcoming programming?
It is at communitytheaterny.com.
Amazing. We're just going to repeat it a couple times during the show.
Communitytheaterny.com.
And like theater is spelled the American way.
It is the American way. You know.
Not
it is, I do love the old school.
I know.
Theater. The RE feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What's the last movie you saw in a theater that was like a thrilling experience to be in the movie theater?
Great question.
It's a really good question. It's actually recently, and it was Weapons.
That's our answer also.
Yes,
I not just
no, it is. It is. It is. It was so fun.
It was so fun to see in a movie theater.
Yeah. No, we've talked to a couple friends recently who did not like it so much, and they watched it at home.
Yeah.
Right? And we're like...
A pirated version.
All
right.
You gotta go to the... You steal a car. Yeah, it's... And we were saying... They didn't like it as much. We were saying how... I mean, I think I still would have loved it seeing it at home, but it wouldn't have been nearly as engaging and also just exciting. Like
so fun.
Yeah, so much has changed about the experience of watching a movie from
especially,
going...
Like horror movies in particular, and especially that... genre of horror movie that also has a lot of comedy to it, like seeing that with a crowded theater where people are screaming and gasping and laughing is so it's such an enriching experience. Like I loved that movie because the movie theater experience was so fun.
People finding the same surprises together, the same scares, like the trailer for that movie did a great job at not giving too much away, so people were really they're really figuring out what's happening together. And that's just, unmatched. It's the best.
That movie, I think, first of all, it's amazing.
It's great.
Everybody should go see it. It's very funny. and it's also super scary. But there, the ending of that film, and I will not spoil anything about it, but I legitimately like almost stood up out of my chair.
Yes,
when
it's
a certain thing
so
happened.
So fun!
It's so, I was so fun. Excited.
Yes,
and was like laughing.
Yes.
But it like is, laughing in a way where I was just like, this
it's
is amazing.
Giddy. The incredible, yeah, the like the screaming to laughing yeah. transition is like out of control. It's
but,
so
that's
much
what
fun.
What movies is all about too. Yes, and like having I that know. Kind of communal experience. Yes. Because like I wasn't the only one that was like that.
No,
like,
we all
freaking
yeah.
out about it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like what was so special about it was that it was like, if you feel like such a part of a group in that mm-hmm. moment where you're like, we are all having an incredible time here. Yeah. Like it's yeah. such,
and
it's such
like,
a fun
the director, Zach Kreger, like he is... He has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whitest kids you know.
It's so funny that like everybody was like found out about that. They were just like, wow, he's the whitest kid.
Like, yeah. That's why his movies are really funny.
His movies are funny.
Yeah.
They're really funny.
Like Barbarian was funny.
It's really funny.
This one is funny. But I really think he was really in his bag with this one.
I agree.
Very beautifully shot. Like I just was like,
it looks great.
Because I'm like a scaredy cat. Like I get really scared in scary movies.
It's so fun.
They're not like typically like the thing that I like seek out. But I will go see them because I love all
yeah,
movies.
Totally.
But this one is, it's like I can't. It's like watching like it's like if PTA made like a horror movie or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That, totally. Where I was just like, it's so like, and he, the way that the story is constructed. Was so beautifully done.
Yeah.
Like, very fun, like, high-level horror.
Yes,
yeah. Absolutely.
We were saying how so often, like, when I feel like it's a trend now to have a chapterized
yes.
thing going on in movies, and when at first, I think it's so unsuccessful so often.
Totally.
So when this opened that way, I was like,
yeah, worried.
But they really used it to such a good effect. It was, it still felt like such a nice tight story. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the chapters unfolded it in like, it was actually utilized in a really good way. And seeing the story told with these characters that at the end of it aren't that consequential, mm-hmm. but like, yeah, it's
enriching. It
was great.
Yeah. It's a really fun, it's a really difficult format to pull off and a really fun, well-executed version of it. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I'm having an amazing time.
Which
learning
is...
more information about what's going on here.
And so slowly. Like, yeah. don't rush. I feel like so many stories often, I think, rush or give away too much, more than I want to know
too
at
soon.
The time. But, yeah, and as a horror fan, I so crave a nice... tight little movie,
yes.
tight little story, because we don't get too many like that anymore. So I loved it.
Yep.
Yeah,
thought
it was great.
Great.
I liked it better than Barbarian too.
Yeah, same.
I did too.
Yeah,
I did too. Even
Which,
though, it, yeah, I really liked Barbarian because I wasn't expecting anything of Barbarian.
Totally. Yeah.
And
like Barbarian's
like,
really fun, but
and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this one I was expecting so much, and then it like exceeded those expectations.
Yeah.
But yeah, Barbarian was also awesome.
Yeah. yeah. Barbarian I saw at the Highway Drive-In.
Oh!
I saw it there.
Man, I wish I could have seen it at the drive-in.
Yeah, it was fun. The first 30 minutes were so
scary.
They're
so scary.
The
beginning of
Barbarian
is so
because you have no idea what's
scary.
Happening.
No.
You're like, wait, why is she going into a torture train?
No, it's so tense.
Horrifying.
I went with my sweetheart, who also gets pretty scared in scary movies. Like, during Weapons, he, you know, from the napkins from our concessions, he'll like turn it into a pellet because he's freezing
he's
so tight.
It.
It's like that Arthur meme.
Yeah,
exactly. The fist.
But the napkin becomes like the size of a dime. It's so small.
Impressive.
I know. But yeah, we went and saw Barbarian together, and we were in the hatchback in a little nest, and yeah, like just so it was so scary that
it's,
beginning,
yeah.
And then yeah, it does. He knows what to do with that balance of humor, and it's so. Nice when horror does mm-hmm. have some humor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of self-serious
mm-hmm.
horror movies.
Oh, so much.
That
I
don't care
for.
I'd
say majority.
Especially now. I'm a little tired of all that trauma horror.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have some questions about concessions.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little more about what is to come for concessions in the community theater?
Well, it's not going to be as much. It's not going to be like Highway. So Highway is like basically like a burger stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shows movies.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be doing that as much. It's going to be mostly popcorn, candy, soda, standard fare. Yeah. Hot dogs.
Okay.
Ooh.
For the kiddos, but also the adultos.
It's like, we're adult fans of hot dogs.
Huge, yes. Huge fans of hot dogs.
But we will also have a full liquor license.
Okay.
So you can get some beer and wine if you want to. And then on special events, we'll be doing like alcoholic beverages.
Ooh, that's fun.
So yeah.
Nice.
There's a lot of that. And then we'll have little things here and there. But yes, mostly just like standard popcorn.
Okay.
Honestly, perfect.
Candy.
Amazing.
Popcorn, candy. The two things that I want.
Yes.
Like a tall soda.
Yeah. What's delicious. Your order at the theater?
I'm really actually, so I never drink soda, mm-hmm. ever.
Okay.
Like in my daily life, I just don't. Unless I go to a movie theater.
Yeah. Okay.
It is the only place where I ever get a soda.
And I will switch it up between a Sprite and a Coke.
Okay.
Amazing.
And it just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
the darker, the clear.
I don't know. Yeah.
Brown liquor. Or
I'll get the Coca's. Yeah. Coca's, right. And then I just want a big popcorn with a bunch of butter.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Like I don't even get candy. I just get popcorn and soda.
Beautiful.
I root beer.
Oh.
Tastes the best at the theater.
I agree.
Root beer, but At the
theater, it tastes different. It hits different at the movie
theater.
It's
like, I did not grow up eating soda or drinking soda. I was not allowed to have soda. I was allowed to have a little Fresca as a treat sometimes.
So cute. But
I'm right now in my brand new Coca-Cola moment. I'm learning to...
It's beautiful.
You're learning to appreciate the Coke.
To watch you drink Coca-Cola.
I know, I go to the bar. I'm like, I'll have a Coca-Cola before I have a drink. But... It's at the movie theater where I'm like, Dr. Pepper or root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Feels so...
My father was a huge root beer guy. Yeah. He loved the root beer.
It's so good.
You always get a big old root beer. Sometimes you get a little top off.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So good. I mean, root beer and then popcorn, obligatory.
Yeah. The biggest popcorn you have is what I'm usually ordering, the largest popcorn available.
Yeah.
And then I love root beer. I have a hard time drinking bubbles these days in my older age.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Weird, but just the truth. Yeah. But sometimes
it's worth the pain.
I'll take the tummy ache and get a tiny root beer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. I'm also,
it's worth the pain.
It's worth the pain.
You know what the trade is. It's worth the cause.
I don't care.
You know, I'm also a huge Mike and Ike's fan.
Yeah,
I love that. Can't help it.
Mm. Yeah.
Love
like
it.
A peanut M&M.
Oh my God.
I do love an M&M.
Yeah.
I do love a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Ooh, yeah.
Every now and again. There's a lot, but I keep it simple.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. The popcorn and the soda is what people come for. You know?
It's the best. Can I ask too, like, I don't know much how, like, running a theater works on the back end, of course. But I have heard that through concessions is really the way that theaters make money. Is that true?
That is very true.
Okay.
Yes. So studios usually take 50% of ticket sales.
Wow. Okay.
At least. And so that's get people in the door. So you are making your money on concessions.
Okay. Yes. I think it's important for people to know.
Yeah,
and, you know,
totally.
Like as a kid, like my mom being like, we're making popcorn at home.
Yeah.
We're putting it in my giant
sneaking
purse.
It in.
that is the way theaters are able to stay open.
Yeah,
for
totally.
Sure.
Buy the popcorn, baby.
We didn't know. People didn't know.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, this is my mom being like, this is a ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too expensive.
And it is one of those things where I don't, you know, I understand. Like, I wouldn't want to like kick people out of the drive-in for bringing a pizza or something like that because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But I would say like, hey, like we have like a full snack bar.
Like maybe there's
stuff that's good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
There are certain times where I do see like an entire picnic table.
Yeah.
That
stings
like,
a little bit.
Ouch.
Are you going to go get some popcorn at least?
We have some popcorn.
Maybe just like a seltzer.
But like, I don't want to take like, you know, that away. Like, I understand. Right. Like, yeah, you have a big family. You want to, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that you got to do.
There's we can split the difference. You know, you get a couple popcorns and also bring something.
Totally.
Exactly. And it's, I want to just spread the word.
Yeah.
You know,
which I totally appreciate. Yeah. Yes. That is, when you come to the community theater, yes. Going to the concession would be great.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Our good friend of the show, Becca, has told us multiple times that the chicken fingers at the Highway Drive-In are the superior chicken fingers. And I did get some recently, and they were amazing. She was right.
Thank you.
She literally just texted us saying that. She also said the lead actress in Alien Covenant has a terrible haircut also, LOL. As well as saying, I'm a drift head too.
Yes.
We love you, Becca.
We love you,
Thank
Becca.
Thank you for listening.
We do love you, Becca.
Yes. Oh, you guys really do have the best chicken fingers. Yeah,
they're really good.
I know. I
love to hear this.
I was impressed.
I am not kidding you. We fly through them chicken fingers.
Oh my God.
I understand.
Okay.
I get it.
Listen, as you know, as we discussed before the show, when Greg and Sydney bought the drive-in, we were very excited. Our drive-in's back. It's not going anywhere.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. And I DM'd them very early on. My partner was like, you just messaged them? You just did that? Like, but I DM'd them being like, are you going to change the snacks? Because the burgers are very specific, very special. They melt in your mouth.
They are.
First bite becomes one substance.
Unbelievably homogenous.
Yes.
Complimentary.
Yes, exactly. This sounds like an insult, but it's what I want. We love them so much. My friend Christoph calls them Gray Burgers. We love them. We want them to stay the same.
Will never change.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I mean, my first movie round is always a burger and a cup of fries with a cheese sauce cup.
So I mean, that's a perfect little order right
Incredible.
There. With a root beer, too?
Yeah.
Of course.
With a root beer.
You have a little root beer on the top.
And then, like, a little popcorn. And then for the second movie... I'll usually get some mozzarella sticks.
Johnny knows. Mozzarella sticks hit at 11 p.m.
Exactly. I'm like, ooh,
I
so
truly
exactly.
do. I love a mozzarella.
Yeah.
I know.
They seem extravagant at 7:30, but then 11 comes around and you're like, I got to get some mozzarella sticks.
I mean, yeah, with the burger and the cheese fries, I'm like, okay, all right, that's enough. That's enough, Amanda.
I need to chill out here.
Wait till intermission.
I go nuts.
You do not.
Yeah.
No. That is a time for you to enjoy yourself.
It's the best.
It really is.
Going to check the door prize. We got
a little more
left.
Time.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
The time is flying. What a pleasure to talk about movies.
Let's go.
I know.
It is so nice to talk
it's
to you.
So nice.
I can chat with you guys. Right.
I know. Well, Jenny had some good questions. What were the questions that you?
Well, so
up?
We did our last episode. We had Amanda's mom on, which
Sheila.
Was very cute. Sheila, a very Shout special up. Episode where we mostly talked about Cinema Paradiso because Amanda and I both watched it for the first time,
it's
and Sheila, it was a recommendation from Sheila, and at the end of that episode, we had like 2 minutes to spare, and what we talked about was first movie that you fell in love with and then the first movie that made you think about filmmaking as like an art form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start with the first movie I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with three other sisters and a father who loved film. He loved comedies.
Amazing.
And he really loved Mel Brooks films.
Yes.
And so the first movie that me and my sisters like would watch like over and over again, and I'm the youngest, was Young Frankenstein.
Oh, fun. Perfect.
Which is a 5-star masterpiece.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's
incredibly like hilarious 1974 like farce.
Totally.
But so fun and expertly written.
Yeah.
And Gene Wilder is like a genius. Marty Feldman is a genius. Terry Garr, like everybody's so great in it.
It's incredible.
And that was the first movie that I was just like, this is like the funniest thing ever. And me,
play it again.
And yeah, me and my sisters would watch it all the time. And then we would have friends come over and we'd be like, let's put on Young Frankenstein. And they'd be like, what is this like black and white? Like,
yeah.
And they're like, you don't think this is funny?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Like the black and white movie that can capture like children's attention is like, yeah. Amazing. It's incredible.
It's true.
Like I also loved Young Frankenstein as a kid, and it's like this is if any other time, like, my dad put on a black and white movie, I was like, I don't want to watch like, this.
Is going to be so boring. This is for olds. Yeah.
But then, but like, it's true, like the Mel Brooks of it all. It's like, it's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's a perfect film. I actually watch it around Halloween all the time as well.
Yes, amazing.
It's a fun one to watch. But Gene Wilder was like he was like my like comedy guru.
Yes.
Or like somebody who like, I think taught, like shaped my sense of humor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, the way his like pauses and like his like facial expressions to like reactions to things.
Yeah, totally.
I think he was a genius.
Yeah.
100%.
So that was the one that like I fell in love with first, I think. Cause I think I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, let's watch Frankenstein
this
again.
This is awesome.
And then pretty shortly after that, or around the same time that like, I like thought of movies as like an art form. I think I was like, well, back up. Well,
yeah,
it's I like started like know. Having like a, my family started to see that I like really loved movies. I was quoting stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was like, oh, like I'm going to get, he got me an amazing present for like my 9th birthday, which was like a subscription to Premiere Magazine.
Oh, wow.
So like I could like read about like all these movies that were like incredible. Coming out. So like I was like the kid, like
that's
I was like
good idea.
The kid on the, like at recess being yeah. like talking about like, hey, like Titanic's production is a mess right now.
Yes. Amazing.
You know, like stuff like that. I'd be, like,
unbelievable social clout.
So you have all the movie gossip. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first movie I think that I thought of as like an art form was Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
Oh, what an amazing
really
answer.
Yeah.
It was, I just remember because I had watched so many cartoons and, you know, I was watching them all the time, mm-hmm. but, and then watching the crossover between cartoons and like live action and it being done so seamlessly and like felt like magic.
Yeah.
I could just like see that there was like something other
yeah
that
yeah.
was going on, like something special.
Totally.
And I couldn't like, you know, kind of articulate it at right. the time, but I was just like, this is like a masterpiece.
There's something like, I mean, there's, like, something, I, you know, there's a seamlessness really cool. to that yeah. movie, despite yeah. being obviously very stark live action and animation side by side. It yeah. feels real.
It's so like it's supposed like, to be like,
really like,
done.
I was like, how did they find, like,
how
did
they
get everybody?
How did they do?
How did they
how
do
they
that?
Get them all in the same place?
Like, so like, yeah. did they go into the, they
went
really
to Toontown.
Went into Toontown?
When did they go to Toontown?
Like, it was yeah. just so, and then like yeah. the Bob Hoskins of it all, like yeah. Bob Hoskins,
oh,
was, like,
God,
he's just like Gosh. Such an incredible actor
Love.
And like,
yeah.
was just like, was acting his butt off
yes.
The whole
One
time.
One of our finest actors.
Oh, it's incredible. Really? Yeah. And like, I just, yeah, I just love that movie so much. And I yeah. was watching it all the time. And it just like, it kind of like, I could see that there was like another level to it as opposed to just like standard Hollywood filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely.
You could sense it.
Yeah, there's
and that
something
was like the
there.
First one that I was just like, there's like,
there's something
like,
here.
This is like smart.
Yeah.
you know?
Yes.
And then you find totally. Out later where you get to watch the behind the scenes and it was like one of the hardest things to make ever.
And you're like that's yeah. why. Yeah. Like,
and
you
Bob
were...
Hoskins is like acting across like yeah. a little like spinning plate puppet.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he's just
like what
like,
am I doing?
And I'm like, give this man an Oscar right yeah. now.
It's like, I mean, I'm a Shakespearean trained actor.
All of the movies that are mostly animation now where people are also interacting with a tennis
totally.
Ball and a stick
yeah.
and it's completely unconvincing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They don't have
that off. Yeah. They don't.
They're not like Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins.
So good. Or Christopher Lloyd.
Yep.
So scary.
So true.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Shout out to Christopher
God
Lloyd.
For
He was
incredible.
And that was also a thing because that movie's really scary.
It is.
It's
and,
so
but it's also like
scary.
But it's like, you could show a 5-year-old that and they'd
yeah.
be like, wow, that's scary, but like, it's fine.
It's fine. It's okay. It's safe.
Well, it has like the, I mean, this is very extreme comparison, but like, it's not quite the Artax in the Swamp of Sadness.
Oh, no.
But the shoe.
The shoe yeah. is
the
rough.
Shoe as a kid was like,
rough.
I don't know if I should be watching this.
Yeah.
I honestly was like,
am I allowed?
That's how I found out about it.
Yeah,
I know.
Totally.
Real, I was like, wow, because like something that like you can never die dies.
Goes
yeah.
away, yeah.
And it's like so scary. I, yeah.
That Which movie, is important for kids to see.
Totally,
like we've
yeah.
talked about this on the show before, that respect for the emotional intelligence of children
yeah,
being able to see something that is upsetting to them, but it's okay for them to be upset.
Yeah. And it's like upsetting. Maybe they don't grasp all of the depth of it, but it's good to be exposed to that where you're like, let me start to think about this, even though I'm not really sure what's happening. Yeah. Like there is, I feel, you know, it's important to respect that in children.
It is. I think we have to say our goodbyes.
Wow. Incredibly well timed.
Really well timed. Greg, thank you so much. Once again, say that web address again for the Highway Drive-In and the Community Theater.
Thank you so much for having me. The Highway Drive-In is HIWAY driveinny.com. And then the Community Theater is communitytheaterny.com.
Amazing. Great convention.
Yeah. This has been fantastic.
This has been a delight. Thank you so much for having me.
Truly a pleasure. We'll have you back on sometime with like a normal theme. Because usually we pick a theme and then we watch movies around that theme.
I'd be happy to
do it. And we'll have you back for that.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It'll be a lot of fun.
We'll love that. Thank you so much.
This was amazing. Can't wait to attend a screening at the community theater.
Exactly. We'll see you on the 10th or the 12th.
Bye.